on those who have no knowledge. Say, why doesn't Allah speak to us? All of us must have heard people who say, why doesn't Allah show us a sign? You know, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had these miracles. Why haven't we been given any miracles? People who say, why doesn't Allah speak to us? Or why does not a sign come to us? So said the people before them, similar words. Their hearts are alike. Allah says, قَدْ بَيَّنَّا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يُوقِنُونَ. We have made plain the signs for people who believe with certainty. The signs are everywhere. Physical signs, signs in the universe, signs within ourselves, signs within this Qur'an. In other words, the answer is Iman. Only when we develop our vision, when we develop our perception, will we be able to understand the signs that Allah has placed around us. But if we have placed blinkers on our vision, then we're not going to be able to see the truth. Indeed, we have sent you with the truth as a bringer of glad tidings and a warner. The greatest sign of all, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the legacy he left behind for us. And you will not be asked about the dwellers of hellfire. Never will the Jews or the Christians be pleased with you till you follow their religion. And really this is true for everyone. Everyone wants you to do what they believe in, what they feel is correct. قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى. Say, the guidance of Allah, that is the only guidance. Don't follow people's whims, people's desires, or people's distorted understanding of deen. Follow Allah's guidance. What are the two sources of Allah's guidance? This Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you were to follow their desires after what you have received of knowledge, then you would have against Allah neither any protector nor any helper. Now, this is really beautiful. Allah says, after what you have received of knowledge. Muslims say, oh, you know, don't tell me, if I know I'll have to act upon it. Allah says, you've already received this knowledge. So you are going to be asked about it. You won't be asked, did you study the Quran? You'll be asked, did you bother to act upon the Quran? We have received the Quran. We all have a copy of the Quran in our homes. No grounds for turning back now. We won't be able to say, oh Allah, you know, I never had time to study the Quran. Allah says, after you have received the knowledge, we all have the knowledge. Now the time has come for us to act upon it. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. How do we act upon this knowledge? Allah tells us, those to whom we gave the book, يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. Recite it as if it's right of recitation. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Such believe in it. What is Iman in the Quran? We all say we believe in the Quran. We kiss the Quran. We put it on our highest shelves. We won't keep our backs towards it. What have we made the Quran today? Magic words. Someone dies, we read the Quran. Someone's being born, we read the Quran. We're in trouble, we read the Quran. We have wazifas for someone's not having a child. We have wazifas for someone's out of a job. Do we read the Quran for the purpose for which it has been sent? Huda. Do we read it for guidance? Very few of us do. Now here Allah says, يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. We might not be able to get the correct Arabic accent, but at least we should try and read it with the correct pronunciation. The Prophet ﷺ encouraged us in this and said, a person who is skilled in reading the Quran will be with the angels, and the one who reads the Quran and struggles with it in difficulty will get twice the reward. So in other words, if we have problems in reading the Quran, we should go on trying because we're getting twice the reward. The second right of the Quran upon us is that we read with understanding. See, in the month of Ramzan, people say, oh, you know, I've read 10 Qurans and I've read 12 Qurans, and they're just trying to finish the Quran, you know, just reciting it once. We need to read it with understanding. The Quran is a book of guidance. It's not just Arabic words that we need to memorize. We need to read it with understanding. Third, we need to contemplate it. How do we contemplate it? We try and analyze the deep meaning of each ayat. Each ayat in the Quran is an ocean of meanings. Fourthly, we need to act upon it. And finally, we need to convey it. See, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, and that emphasizes the importance of developing a relationship with the Quran. According to Abdullah bin Amr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, the reader of the Quran will be told upon entering heaven, read and ascend and recite like you used to do in the world, because your place in heaven will be at the level of the last verse you read. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Such are the people who believe in the Quran. Now we can think about our relationship with the Quran. Do we come in this category of the believers in the Quran? Because Allah goes on to say, وَمَا يَكْفُرْ بِهِ. Whoever rejects any of these aspects, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Such people are the true losers. O children of Israel, now Allah concludes the discourse upon the Jews. Remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and that I preferred you to the world, and fear the day of judgment, when no person shall help another, nor shall compensation be accepted from him, nor shall intercession be of use to him, nor shall they be helped. And now we come to the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. And remember when Ibrahim was tested by his Lord in certain commands, فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ, and he fulfilled them all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply says بِكَلِمَاتٍ. What were these things in which Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested? He was tested in everything a man loves most of all. When he was a child, he was tested by the fact that his father was an idol worshipper. Ibrahim alayhi salam adored his father, and he started explaining to his father. His father was so furious with him, he threw him out of the house. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam had a confrontation with his people when he smashed all the idols and he left the axe hanging on the neck of the biggest idol. And the people threatened to throw him into the fire. Then he had a confrontation with the king. Now just imagine ourselves in these positions. If we were to take on our father, if we were to take on our clan, our tribe, if we were to take on the ruler of the country, and the king threw him in the fire, and what happened? Allah protected him. Then after that, he didn't have a child for many, many years. This is Allah's friend, and Allah did not grant him a child till he was about in his 80s. When finally he was granted that child, Allah tested him one more time, that leave your wife and child in Makkah, which was at that time a barren valley. Again he obeyed Allah without question. We learn from the hadith that he didn't even turn to look back at them. He was leaving his infant son after so many years, his wife, in that barren valley. And he wasn't a hard-hearted person. Allah says, Inna Ibrahim al-Awwahun Haleem. Ibrahim was so tender-hearted. He was so soft-hearted that he pleaded with Allah for the fate of Lut alayhi salam's people. For such a man to be told to leave his wife and child in a barren valley, yet he obeyed without question. When he was reunited with that child, who was at the age of about 13 or 14, Allah showed him a dream in which he was sacrificing his son. You know, I sometimes wonder how must he have felt when he woke up. Because the Prophet's dreams were true. How must he have felt when he realized this was the test now which Allah was testing him with? What happened? فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. He passed all the tests with flying colors. What happened as a result? قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. I will make you a leader for mankind. In other words, if we sacrifice anything we love for Allah, it doesn't mean that we are deprived of this world. He got the dunya and the hereafter. He was made a leader of mankind. Ibrahim said, and of my children? Allah said, my covenant does not include the wrongdoers. In other words, if any amongst your children turn away from Allah's path, then they will not be automatically forgiven. Now if the Prophet's children will not be automatically forgiven, where do we come? And remember when we made the house, the Kaaba, a place of resort for mankind, wa'amna, and a sanctuary. Think of the peace you experience when you see the Kaaba. Even if you look at a picture of the Kaaba, that feeling of serenity. And take the place of Ibrahim as a place of prayer. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. See how Allah honors His loved ones. Ibrahim alayhi salam, the stone on which he was standing while building the Kaaba, we can still see his footprints embedded in that stone. Why? A sign of Allah's love for him. And we commanded Ibrahim and Ismail that they should purify my house for those who are going around it, or staying, or bowing, or prostrating themselves. And remember when Ibrahim said, my Lord, make this city a place of security, and provide its people with fruits, such of them as believe in Allah in the last day. Allah answered, as for him who disbelieves, I shall leave him in contentment for a while, then I shall compel him to the torment of the fire, and worst indeed is that destination. This is an answer to people who question, why do the kafirs prosper? Why do the kafirs get everything in this world? Allah says that the dunya is for the kafirs and the Muslims, but Jannah is only for those who obey Allah. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ. Remember when Ibrahim and Ismail were raising the foundations of the house. Allah is giving us a flashback from the past. Imagine that scene, Ibrahim and Ismail alayhimus salam raising the foundations of the house. What love Allah must have felt for them at that time that He has put that moment down in this Quran to be preserved forever. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ O our Lord, our Creator, our Nourisher, accept from us. Acceptance is the first thing they're asking for. When we do a good deed, we pray for everything else and at the end we say, oh, and Allah accept it. Because we automatically assume Allah's going to accept it. They start by praying for acceptance. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا And what a magnificent acceptance. Think of the Kaaba. The Kaaba which is like a magnet for all Muslims. People, you know, yearn to give their life spending. They want to spend all the money that they have just so they can see the Kaaba. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا Allah answered his dua. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ This is how we pray to Allah. Not, oh Allah, if you want, you can accept it. But I really don't think this is worthy of your acceptance. No. Pray with certainty in Allah's mercy. You are the all-hearer. You can hear our duas. Al-Aleem, you know what's in our hearts. رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ And O our Lord, make us submissive to you. Look at their humility. They are two prophets. They are building the Kaaba. And they are not praying with arrogance. They are saying, make us submissive to you. Why? Weren't there Muslims before this? That is the meaning of Islam. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Keep on guiding us, Allah. No man can sit back and say, oh, I've done this for Islam, my guidance is assured. We have to keep on praying this dua. That's why they're praying, make us submissive to you. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا And of our offspring, أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ A nation that is submissive to you. What do we pray for our children? We pray for their careers, for their education. Do we pray for their hereafter? A nation submissive to you. And we Muslims are the answer of Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua. Wa arina manasikana, show us our ways of worship. Look at the humility of their dua. Wa tub alayna, and forgive us. Why are they asking Allah's forgiveness? They're building the Kaaba. That means that whenever we do any good deed, we start by asking Allah to accept it and we conclude by asking Allah to forgive any shortcomings that might be in it. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ You alone are the one who accepts repentance, the most merciful. رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا O our Lord, send amongst them a messenger from themselves. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ Who shall recite to them your verses? وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ Who shall teach them this book, the Qur'an. And hikmah, the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ And purify them. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Indeed, you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. The Prophet ﷺ, the answer to this dua. And the four duties of prophethood that have been described here. Recitation of the Qur'an, teaching of the Qur'an, teaching of wisdom is embodied in the Prophet ﷺ's life and purification. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ You are the Almighty, the All-Wise. And who turns away from the religion of Ibrahim except him who befools himself? When someone makes sacrifices for Allah, we say, what a loser, what a fanatic, he's gone mad. Allah says, only one who is befooling himself, he's deluding himself, he doesn't value himself, he doesn't think he's important. Such a person is turning away from the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا Because we chose Ibrahim in this world. It wasn't that he gave up the world to please Allah. We chose him in this world. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ Of greater import, in the hereafter he will be among the righteous. What was so special about him? إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ When his Lord said to him, submit, he said, I have submitted to the Lord of the world. Now let's think of ourselves. Any command that we hear Allah has told you to pray. What is it that we say? When we hear that Allah has told us to give up backbiting, what is our response, even if we don't say it aloud? Not yet. I'm too young. I'm not ready. Let me raise my children first. Let me get married first. Let me complete my education first. So many priorities. Ibrahim alayhi salam's response was not, okay, Allah, just give me 2 years to enjoy myself and then I'll be right there. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ When his Lord told him to surrender, his simple spontaneous response was, أَسْلَمْتُ Of course I surrender. لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ There's nothing surprising about that. He is رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ And when رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ asks you to do something, you do it. And this submission was enjoined by Ibrahim upon his sons. He didn't just worry about himself, he taught this to his children and by Yaqub, saying, O my sons, Allah has chosen for you the true religion. Then die not except in the faith of Islam. Or were you witnesses when death approached Yaqub, when he said to his sons, What will you worship after me? They said, We shall worship your God, the God of your father, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq. One God, wa nahnu lahu muslimun, and to him we submit. Ibrahim alayhi salam taught this to his grandson Yaqub alayhi salam, and Yaqub alayhi salam is telling this to his children at the time of his death. Why has Allah mentioned this over here, that it was the time of his death? Because on a man's deathbed, he will only be telling something that's crucially important to him. Now, what do we talk about? In our society, when someone's dying, he's busy telling his children of his bank accounts and, you know, the money that so-and-so owes him. What is he talking about? What will you worship after me? We need to get our priorities right. Even at this time of death, he's still preoccupied. He's concerned about the hereafter. What will you worship after me? And they reassured him, We shall worship your God, the God of your fathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, wa nahnu lahu muslimun. And we are all submitting ones to him. We are all Muslims. Islam is not a new religion. It's the last link in the chain of divine revelation, because Islam means surrender and Islam means peace. Tilka ummatun qad khalat. That was a nation who has passed away. Laha ma kasabat. For them is what they earned. Walakum ma kasabtum. For you will be what you have earned. Muslims have a tendency to dream of past glories, to dream of past grandeurs. You know, if you look at the Muslims in the early days of the partition, in the days of the British Raj, why weren't they succeeding? Because they were just dreaming of the splendor of the Mughals. Allah says that was a nation who has passed away. For them will be what they earned. For you will be what you earn. You're not going to get any sawab for what they did. وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ You're not going to be asked of what they used to do. Muslims love to discuss, you know, hypothetical cases and disputes about what so-and-so did and what so-and-so did. Allah says, don't waste your time. Get on with the work that you have to do. And they say, be Jews or Christians, then you will be guided. Say to them, بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا No, the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hanifa, upright, unswerving, focused. See, Ibrahim alayhi salam's life was focused. He was focusing on Allah. He let nothing distract him from that. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ He never did shirk. There are different categories of shirk. One shirk is where you're worshipping stone idols. Another shirk is when you're following your own desires rather than Allah's will. As the Prophet ﷺ said, the worst false god that is followed on earth is man's own nafs. مَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ Ibrahim never committed any kind of shirk. The shirk where he was following his own desires, or his father's desires, or the king's desires, or his people's desires, focused on Allah. Qulu, say, who is this addressed to? To us, Muslims. Amanna billah. We believe in Allah. And that which has been sent down to us, this Quran, and that which has been sent down to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, and to the offspring of Yaqub, and that which has been given to Musa and Isa, and that which has been given to the prophets from their Lord. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ We do not make any distinction between them. We don't pass judgments on the prophets. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ Again, we are ones who have surrendered to Allah, who have submitted to Allah. So if they believe in the like of that which you believe, in other words, if we follow the example of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا Then they are rightly guided. But if they turn away, then they are only in opposition. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ Allah will suffice for you against them. Don't be intimidated by people who challenge you or who challenge the Prophet ﷺ. Allah will protect you against them. And He is the all-hearer. He can hear what people are claiming. Al-Aleem. He knows what it is that they are truly concealing in their hearts. Sibghat Allah, the color of Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ السِّبْغَى And which color can be better than Allah's? وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ And we are His worshippers. This is what we are being told to say. Sibghat Allah, the color of Allah. In other words, don't be hypocrites. Obey Allah, be Allah's worshippers, whether it is in your relationships, whether it is at the time of your weddings, whether it's the time of your business dealings, whether it's the time of someone's funeral, whether it's the time of someone being born, obey Allah and Allah alone. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, "Man ahabba lillah, whoever loves for Allah's sake, wa abghada lillah and hates for Allah's sake, wa a'ta lillah and gives for Allah's sake, wa mana'a lillah and withholds for Allah's sake, faqad istakmal al-iman. He has perfected iman." Every action of our life, every thought we think, should be done for Allah and Allah alone. And Hasan Basri once said that by Allah, every action that I have done for the last 20 years has been done after I thought, am I doing this for Allah or for someone else? And then I did it. Sibghat Allah, take on the color of Allah. You know, be passionately caring about Allah. Be sensitive to Allah's presence. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ السَّبْقَى. Who is better in color than Allah? Can you find someone better than Allah to follow? Someone better than Allah to adore? وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. We are His worshippers. That is the meaning of إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. Every act of our life for Allah's sake alone. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you dispute with us about Allah while He is our Lord and your Lord? Tell the Jews and the Christians, what's the big argument about? Why are you arguing with us about Allah when He is our Lord and your Lord? لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. We will be rewarded for our deeds. You will be rewarded for your deeds. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ. And we are sincere to Him alone. That our hearts are purely devoted to Allah. Or do you say that Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, and the offspring of Yaqub were Jews or Christians? Ask them, do you know better or does Allah? And who is more unjust than he who conceals the testimony he has from Allah? Ask these Jews and the Christians, were Ibrahim and Ismail and all these prophets Jews or Christians? Do you know better or does Allah know better? What has Allah just told us? That they were all Muslims. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Remember, Allah is not unaware of what you do. تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ. That was a nation who has passed away. Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub alayhimus salam, they've all died. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ. They shall receive the reward for what they earned. وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. For you is the reward of what you earn. In the Quran, Allah tells us, لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Man will only have that which he strived for, not that which he spoke, not that which he believed, that which he strived for, which he achieved, which he worked hard for. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. And his effort will be seen, not just words, that which we actually accomplished. وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And you will not be asked about that which they used to do. In other words, get on with the work in hand. Don't just be dreaming. Don't just be talking about what it is you want to do. Do something. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانًا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.